Too Much Rock Podcast number 416. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Omni, a band from Atlanta, Georgia, with the song Tuxedo Blues. That's on the band's new album, Multitask, that just came out last week, September 22nd, on Trouble in Mind Records. All of it is that kind of wiry, jittery post-punk there, but with kind of a, I don't know, smooth and lazy at the same time. It's an interesting vibe, and I really like the last album, and I like this one a lot too, so there you go. I've got good music for you this week, not a terribly long podcast, and I think it's just the right mix of everything for you. We're going to jump into something here. This is Radar State from Kansas City. The song is called Spinning Wheel.
We'll be right back. Integrity. Oh, my backup plan. We're not a band. We're nothing, man.
That ends a noisy little set there, ending up with Single Mothers from London, Ontario. The song is called Hell Is My Backup Plan, and that's on the band's self-titled EP that came out way back in 2011 on Secret Voice Records. I was thinking of that band because they were recently in town, and they played a couple of songs off that that single, and I really liked them, and realized I didn't have that EP anymore. Not sure what happened to it, but I picked it up again, and now it's on the podcast. Before that, we heard from the Cheap Cassettes from Seattle, Washington. The song is called Worse and Better, and that is the B-side off of the Hieroglyphics and Lipstick 2-song 7-inch. Well, actually, I'm sorry, not a 7-inch. It's just cassette, like a single there. Or you can pick that up digitally from Rumbar Records. Came out September 7th of this year. And then we started the set off with Radar State from Kansas City. That is, of course, members of the Gadgets / Architects Anniversary, Get Up Kids, Supergroup, definitely, if you are from Kansas City, and probably if you're just into that scene at all. The song is called Spinning Wheel, and it's on the 3-song 7-inch Double Speak, which kind of is out now, kind of will be out October 14th when they play their official release show, but they did play at Riot Fest in Chicago not long ago, and they were definitely selling that 7-inch there, and I know that anyone who pre-ordered already has theirs, so hey, I'm playing my copy too. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Jumping into something kind of weird and rare, and if you can guess why, well, then you're a big fan. If not, we'll talk about it after the break. This is the Zambonis with Curling Girl.
Never there, never home. And I've been hanging by her place. Don't see her face, my floor is paced. And I'm thinking something just ain't right. But Nigel tells me his mate's just found the cutest curling girl in town. She's throwing stones, sweeping through. Line, it was crossed, the last stone has been
Track. I think it was just what I needed. The band is called Swimming Tapes. They're from London in the UK. I know very little about them. The song is called What's On Your Mind. It's on the Soft Sea Blue EP that came out September 15th on Hand and Hive. I think I saw that recommended on another blog and then picked it up on Bandcamp. But I don't know much more about the band or Hand and Hive for that matter. But I think I should probably do some research because that's just the perfect sweet spot for indie pop and Sid. Before that, we heard from the Zambonis from Bridgeport, Connecticut with the song Curling Girl. And that is on the two band split 7-inch Songs About Curling, which came out September 15th on Radiant Radish Records. And what's weird about that? I don't know, for like 20 years or more, I don't know how long Zambonis have been around, they've only written songs about hockey. And this is a song about curling. I don't know. It seems to me that something's just not right with the world. Anyway, we're about out of time, so let me go ahead and get the business out of the way. I want to remind you that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 416. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. Lots of things coming up this weekend in Kansas City. The Outer Reaches Fest is happening on the 29th and 30th at the Record Bar. Via Luna is playing on the 29th at Merit Records. Or I think I will be at the Brandon Phillips, Amy Ferran show at Davies that night. On the 30th, Jenny O is at the Riot Room. On the 1st, Pup is playing at Granada. And that's Going to be a really good show. On the 4th, Screaming Females at White Schoolhouse. On the 5th, Echo Smith is playing at the Truman, or Angel Olsen is playing at the Granada. Both very good options. On the 6th, Company Retreat is playing at Davies, and I think I'll be featuring them probably on next week's podcast. On the 8th, Warriors are still looking for a show in Kansas City. I have not heard they found one, but we'll figure that out for next week. On the 11th, Racket Club at the Riot Room. On the 12th, Marilyn Manson at the Midland, or the Bronx at the Riot Room. 13th, Jeremy Porter is playing at the Westport Saloon, and we featured him on next week's podcast, I think. On the 14th, Poster Children at the Replay, or Radar State at the Minibar, or Wicking the Tricks at Davies, all of those 7-inch release shows, or at least the last two. On the 15th, Pixies are at the Midland, 17th, Craig Finn at the Record Bar, 17th, High Waisted is playing at the Replay. On the 19th, Gin and Tortures at the Riot Room, or Girlpool at the White Schoolhouse. 22nd is Afghan Wigs at the Record Bar. Nick Lowe is playing the 25th at Knuckleheads. On the 26th, Selector Dub Narcotic at the Record Bar. Shun is playing at Rye Room on the 27th. And Arcade Fire is at the Silverstein Eye Arena out in Independence on that day. Or Ministry is playing at the Uptown. On the 28th, Voodoo Glow Skulls at the Granada. 29th, Regina Spektor at the Uptown. And then on the 31st, Gogo Bordello at the Granada. And that takes you through the end of October. Looking at the website, a few new things have popped up. There is photos and video and a write-up of the Giants Chair, Ex-Acrobat, and Sweat Show that happened at Minibar. And also photos, video, and a write-up of the Jukebox Romantics from Parts Unknown Stiff Middle Fingers show at the Minibar. And by the time you listen to this, probably photos and video up of the Minibar show with Sundiver and High Waisted and, the Cokes and Megalocoil. And there we go. Took me a while to dig back into the memory of, 3 days ago to get those. And as you heard there, I saw that High Waisted show, and I know they're coming back through in Lawrence on the 17th, and I will catch that as well. It was just that good of a show. Anyway, I got one track left for you. Let me go ahead and play it, and then we'll get out of here. This is a track by Shilpa Ray, and it's on the album Door Girl. The song I'm going to play is called Shilpa Ray's Got a Heart Full of Dirt. This album is being called kind of the quintessential New York album, kind of like Lou Reed's Transformer. It's definitely just a very a time and place sort of album, and I think it's striking all the right chords with people. So it is out last week, actually, September 22nd, on Northern Spy Records, band based, of course, out of Brooklyn. This is Shilpa Ray with the song Shilpa Ray's Got a Heart Full of Dirt. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Here comes a part of me.